آپ ایس بی ایس اردو کے ساتھ ہیں۔
سامعین، مشرق وسطی کی تیزی سے تبدیل ہوتی ہوئی صورتحال اور ایندھن کی قیمتوں کے اتار چڑھاؤ کے ساتھ ساتھ تبدیل ہوتے ماحول اور آلودگی کے پیش نظر بھی برقی گاڑیاں یا ای ویز آسٹریلیا میں تیزی سے مقبولیت حاصل کر رہی ہیں۔ اس صورتحال کے تناظر میں ایس بی ایس اردو سے گفتگو کرتے ہوئے آر اے سی وی کے ہیڈ آف پالیسی جیمز ولیمز کا کہنا تھا کہ رواں سال آسٹریلیا میں برقی گاڑیوں کی ریکارڈ تعداد فروخت ہوئی ہے۔
Well, what we've seen an extraordinary increase in the interest in electric vehicles this year, particularly since the conflict in the Middle East. We've seen, obviously, fuel prices have gone up and a very strong interest in electric vehicles. And for example, CarMatch, which is our free online service to help Victorians choose their next car, with lots of information about running costs and safety features and so forth, we've seen a 500% increase on that service in people looking for an EV or searching for an EV. So sales are up 16% in Australia, but we're also seeing at 16%, but we're also seeing a 500% increase in people just beginning to look and explore and understand what's involved in electric vehicles.
James کا مزید کہنا تھا کہ جب گاڑیاں خریدنے کی باری آتی ہے تو بنیادی چیز قیمت ہے، جبکہ الیکٹرک گاڑیوں کی رینج بھی وقت گزرنے کے ساتھ بڑھ رہی ہے۔
If you're going to purchase an EV, and at the heart of it is cost, of course. We need to think about cost, and we're beginning to see that cost drop. You can get below $30,000, even below $25,000 now for an electric vehicle. That's come down a lot. And we're also seeing the electric vehicle range go up. And so because of that, we're seeing almost this perfect storm, if you like, with also the fuel prices going up. There's this strong interest in EVs. But there's some things to think about.
ان کا مزید کہنا تھا کہ نئی گاڑی خریدنے سے بھی زیادہ اہم خریدنے سے پہلے کی گئی تحقیق ہے۔
And I think that's really at the heart of the message is to do the research and understand what's involved with an electric vehicle. There's the upfront cost, so that's important to consider, and then you've got your running costs. And the wonderful thing about the EV is that the running costs are quite low. So it's the price to or the cost to recharge the battery, as well as thinking about maintenance costs. And because it's an EV, there's far less mechanical working parts, and that makes it cheaper to run.
James کا کہنا تھا کہ برقی گاڑیاں خریدنے سے پہلے اپنے طریقے زندگی پر غور انتہائی ضروری ہے۔
And that's really what the message is to people, is to say don't rush headlong into purchasing that electric vehicle. Have a think about your lifestyle. So what does your driving look like? Are you commuting every day? Are you going home, garaging the vehicle, in which case an EV is going to suit you admirably? If you're doing a lot of long distances, it might not be as convenient as a conventional vehicle. But that all depends. So if you're driving Melbourne to Sydney, for example, on the Hume Freeway, that's going to be a lot easier to recharge and keep that EV going compared to visiting, say, far north west Victoria or remoter parts of Australia. So it does just depend on that. It also depends on whether you're towing, whether you're going long distances in one day or staying overnight where there might be EV charging. There's plenty of maps and resources and platforms out there to help motorists understand where they can find public charging. But it does change your mentality and how you consider and plan for your journey.
دوسری جانب میلبرن کے رہائشی اویس صدیقی کہتے ہیں وہ گزشتہ ایک سال سے ای وی چلا رہے ہیں اور ان کا طرز زندگی متاثر تو نہیں تبدیل ہوا ہے۔
ٹریولنگ پہ تو اتنا فرق نہیں پڑا، لیکن لائف اسٹائل پہ بہت فرق پڑا ہے۔ مطلب میں جب بھی گھر پہ آتا ہوں تو گاڑی چارج پہ لگا دیتا ہوں۔ میں نے گھر پہ اپنا چارج انسٹال کیا ہوا ہے 7 kW کا۔ اگر آپ الیکٹرک گاڑی میں جائیں تو آپ کو پہلے سے ہی جو ہے وہ اپنا پلان کرنا پڑتا ہے کہ کہاں کہاں چارجر ہوگا اور کہاں کہاں مجھے چارج کرنا ہے۔ پیٹرول کار میں ایسا نہیں ہے۔
اویس صدیقی کہتے ہیں طویل راستوں اور لمبے سفر کے لیے وہ الیکٹرک گاڑی تجویز نہیں کریں گے۔
تو اگر کوئی ٹریول لانگ ڈسٹینس کوئی کرتا ہو تو اس کے لیے تو الیکٹرک گاڑی میں بالکل ریکمینڈ نہیں کروں گا۔ क्योंकि मैंने इस गाड़ी में ओबरी गया हूँ बहुत बार, जबकि इसकी रेंज तकरीबन 360 किलोमीटर है और ओबरी जो है वो 300 किलोमीटर है, लेकिन मुझे बीच में 2-3 बार चार्ज करना पड़ा। तो ये एक डाउन साइड है इलेक्ट्रिक गाड़ी का, लेकिन सिटी के लिए बहुत अच्छी है।
जेम्स विलियम्स कहते हैं, मुमकिन है मुस्तकबिल में आपको हर चीज घर में मैसर हो।
We can see a future, Walter, where everything comes together in the home. So we can see a future where we have solar panels on the house, the electric vehicle, and a home battery. And you're able to not only, say, use the solar to charge the vehicle, which will be very nominal in price, but also when you're back at home in the evening, there's no more sun, you could use your electric vehicle's battery to power your house. Or indeed, a future where it'll be bi-directional charging, which means that you can use the power in the battery to feed into the grid. And so there's lots of exciting opportunities here where the EV becomes part of that ecosystem in your home to bring down your energy bills. And we're a little bit off from that, but not too far, and it's something that industry and governments are actively looking at.
जेम्स ये भी कहते हैं कि कोई इलेक्ट्रिक गाड़ी खरीदते हुए चंद अहम फीचर्स नजर में रखना जरूरी है।
I guess just a few more things to think about if you are going to look at an electric vehicle. Have a think about the safety features. So there are what we call ANCAP star ratings. And most EVs on the market today are 5-star safety rated. But that's also something to think about. Also think about where you can charge. Can you charge at home? And if you are, worth having a look at installing a home charger so that you can charge that car faster. And most EVs these days can get up to about 500 kilometres range, which is excellent. But also worth having a look at the Australian Automobile Association. They've got a website called Real World Testing, and you can see just how much or how far electric vehicles are going on one charge, because sometimes it's less than what you'd otherwise expect or what it says on the label. So it's worth just becoming informed and doing that research to understand the EV landscape before making what can be a very significant purchase.
राइड शेयर पर गुफ्तगू करते हुए जेम्स का कहना था कि ड्राइवर्स की बड़ी तादाद बर्की गाड़ियां इस्तेमाल कर रही है।
वेल, इलेक्ट्रिक व्हीकल्स नीड टू सूट the person operating them. The issue with ride sharing, of course, or a taxi, is that if it is an electric vehicle, you do at some point have to stop working to recharge. But it's extraordinary already the number of ride sharing drivers that use an electric vehicle. They're already in use and they're reporting a significant satisfaction with them. But certainly it can be in the mix with conventional vehicles as well.
जबकि अवेद सिद्दीकी कहते हैं कि उन्हें बर्की गाड़ी राइड शेयर के लिए सही इंतखाब महसूस होती है।
राइड शेयर के लिए बहुत अच्छी है ये, और इससे फ्यूल आपका बहुत बचता है। आप घर पे चार्ज करेंगे तो आपके तकरीबन 8 सेंट्स पर किलोवाट पे ये चार्ज होती है। इंश्योरेंस जो है वो बहुत महंगी है इलेक्ट्रिक गाड़ी की एज कम्पेयर टू पेट्रोल, ये एक बड़ा मसला है इसमें।
आखिर में जेम्स ने कहा कि कोई भी गाड़ी खरीदने से पहले असल काम तहकीक है।
Certainly, it's a good step change, if you like, towards an EV. So if you're a little bit nervous about the range, you're not sure whether it'll work for you, a plug-in hybrid is a really good start. But certainly do your research, because it does depend on, say, for example, how big that battery is in a hybrid. It might be quite small, in which case it's majority petrol vehicle and a little bit electric, whereas you can get other hybrids that have larger batteries and are almost fully electric with a small motor and a small tank. So it is just worth doing that research, and also thinking about whether you want a vehicle that has two major powertrains instead of one does double the possibility of something going wrong.
سامعین برقی گاڑیاں تیزی سے آسٹریلیا میں مقبولیت حاصل کر رہی ہیں اور یہ کس حد تک قابل عمل قابل قبول ہیں اس حوالے سے آپ سن رہے تھے گفتگو آر اے سی وی کے پالیسی ہیڈ جیمز ولیمز اور برقی گاڑی استعمال کرنے والے اویس صدیقی کی اور میں ہوں وردہ وقار۔
لائک کیجئے، شیئر کیجئے، تبصرہ کیجئے، فیس بک پر SBS اردو فالو کیجئے۔